Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Monday morning. We'll start off with the first round of high school football postseason action this past Friday. Several of our local teams in action. We start out in class, the Rue County Hawks see their season come to an end as they lose to Bardstown 60-28. Elizabethtown moves on in Class 3A, defeating Thomas Nelson 63-7. In Class 5A, Grayson County defeated by Graves County 42-19. Breckenridge County defeated by Owensboro 81-6. And now finally over Class 6A. Meade County moves on after defeating Central Hardin 21-9, and North Hardin moves on. The undefeated Trojans defeat Barron County 42-6. On now to college football this past weekend. On Friday, the Louisville Cardinals shut out Syracuse at home, winning that game 30-0. On Saturday, Western Kentucky got a win at home against Florida International, winning 38-21, and the Kentucky Wildcats traveled down to Tuscaloosa for a tough matchup with the Alabama Crimson Tide. The final result was a lot more than people thought it was going to be. The number one Tide roll over Kentucky 63-3. And finally this morning, on now to NFL action. Yesterday, the Tennessee Titans get a big win in overtime against the Ravens on the road, defeating Baltimore 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts also get a win in overtime at home this time, defeating the Green Bay Packers 34-31. And finally for the Cincinnati Bengals, absolutely devastating news yesterday. Rookie Joe Burrow, who was the number one pick of the Bengals this past season, was carted off the field in Washington yesterday with an apparent leg injury. And according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, it appears it's a torn ACL for Burrow. Bengals have yet to publicly comment on what the extent of the injury it is. However, Burrow did hint in a tweet yesterday that he was done for the season. Bengals lose to Washington 20-9. And that does it for your sports update here on this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.